Senior federal government officials have confirmed 10,000 robo-debt notices were accidentally sent to welfare recipients when they were meant to remain on hold for review. Human Services Department of bureaucrats were extensively quizzed about it during Senate estimates hearings last night over the legality of its debt recovery system, as Gavin Coote reports.
It was a batch of debt recovery notices that was meant to be on pause. But Senior Department of Human Services official Craig Storen has told Senate estimates 10,000 debt letters were accidentally sent to Centrelink recipients in April this year.
There was a manual staff error and accounts payable notices were issued for those 10,000. Within 2 days, we'd identified the error. We had re-paused all the debts.
These debts, which had been paused, had been calculated 2 years earlier as part of an early phase of the system widely referred to as robo-debt. It's a part automated process in which those receiving government benefits are sent letters asserting that they've been overpaid and have an outstanding debt. And the 10,000 letters accidentally released this year had yet to be manually checked. When quizzed by Senator Rachel Seward, Craig Storen explained they'd since been working to clear up any issues with concerned recipients.
So the 10,000 went out by accident?
Correct.
You contacted how many?
We set up a phone line to receive phone calls.
Yep.
And we received 247 phone calls.
The computer-driven process is currently the subject of a second Senate inquiry. The first in 2017 called for the whole scheme to be suspended until it's fixed. But the Department of Human Services Secretary Renee Leon was eager to point out the process isn't as automated as some might suggest.
There's human involvement at every step of the process, so these debts are not raised by robots, and that is why we do not call it robo-debt.
The scheme's also the subject of legal challenges, including a class action by veteran litigator Peter Gordon, who argues people shouldn't have to prove they've been wrongly hit with a debt notice. The government insists the program is legal, but it didn't stop Labor Senator Kimberly Kitching from further pressing department boss Renee Leon on this.
Does the department have any concerns about the lack of legal foundation for the scheme, particularly its reverse onus of proof?
So we don't accept that there's a reverse onus of truth, Senator.
So what do you
call
it?
But the questions
given
that you
are... Given that robo-debt is actually called something that you have, what do you call the reverse onus of proof?
The questions that you are raising about the legal basis for the scheme are all ones that are before the court, so I don't intend to engage in a legal discussion about them.
And that's the Secretary of the Human Services Department, Renee Leon, ending Gavin Coote's report there.